USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
97-year-old Ernest Fritz Hollings, the former South Carolina Democratic governor who helped shepherd that state through desegregation and went on to serve six terms in the Senate, has died. A family spokesman says Hollings passed away early this morning. He was the eighth longest-serving senator in U.S. history. President Trump's personal lawyer on Friday asserted Mr. Trump's right as a citizen to keep his tax returns private and told the Treasury Department not to hand the returns over to House Democrats. CNN legal analyst Shan Wu.
If I were representing the president, I might try to make some kind of an argument along the lines of the president's returns are different than other people's returns. It could be very disruptive to the presidency, kind of like the argument they make that presidents shouldn't be sued civilly. I think you could make such an argument, but the assortment of issues that he puts forth in the letter just it appears to be a shotgun approach.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month. Not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy accompanied the president to the California border with Mexico and said GOP lawmakers are ready to step up.
We want to work bipartisan or any way possible, but we've got to solve this problem. It is a crisis. We know you are being overloaded, but I want you to know that we think it's a top priority.
Also with the president, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said U.S. border authorities need some help.
We've already seen over 100 groups of over 100 people, which is 100 people reaching our border at one time that the Border Patrol goes and picks up. And they're being very, as usual, humble. They also save thousands of people every year, many of whom have been left for dead by the smugglers and traffickers. So they take all parts of their mission seriously, but we need to resource them so they can do them all.
A second-degree murder charge was filed Friday against Michael Camarada in connection with the death of his estranged wife, 37-year-old Janine Camarada, mother of three and a substitute public school teacher in Staten Island. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Former President Barack Obama is in Berlin, where he told the German town hall that young voters need to be involved and make the effort to vote.
You would not let your grandfather or grandmother decide what clothes you wear or what music you listen to. So why would you let them decide the world you're going to live in and the politics that you're going to be subjected to?
Obama met with Chancellor Angela Merkel at her office in Berlin for a meeting characterized by German officials as a routine private encounter with a former international peer. A New York man is in custody after making threats to assault and murder Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, a Michigan Democrat and one of the first two Muslim women serving in Congress. The FBI says Patrick Carlino called Omar's Washington office March 21st and, despite giving his name and contact information, called Omar a terrorist and said he'd put a bullet in her skull. According to authorities, he said he loves the president and hates radical Muslims in our government. He made a Friday court appearance. There's a warning from the Consumer Product Safety Commission to stop using a Fisher-Price baby sleeper. More on that from USA's Wendy King.
Fisher-Price has issued a warning about the rock-and-place sleeper, citing reports of 10 infant deaths since 2015. The commission says the infants who were 3 months or older rolled from their backs to their stomachs or on their side while unrestrained. They also remind parents to never add pillows or stuffed toys to a baby's sleep place to avoid suffocation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.